Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, good to see everybody here. Appreciate you gutting it out today. It was a hot one, you know. And the guys focused as well and pushed it. Fans are great as always. And then we had the first responders from the Key Bridge collapse. And I got some coins and some patches, which I'm very, very proud of right here. And the fire dive rescue, the whole group. So we appreciate them very much. It's very meaningful when we have the heroes. The real heroes are here, so we honor those guys. What questions do you have?
John, it looks like Lauren and all the other people are stressing the field today. Is that just part of what you were looking for? Or, it seemed like a lot of deep throws today.
There was. Well, we worked on a lot of third down, third and 6-12 situations, so some of that stuff comes up, pushing the ball downfield. Then we had a big blitz period where the offense hit numerous plays downfield in the blitz period. So that was important to see, and it was good to see the ball was coming out quick and executing like we needed to against that pressure. So that's a big step for us. I thought the guys did a great job of that.
Coach, how key was it for the team of your sign off from Moet, especially with the camp he's having? Arthur Moet, how key was it for the team of your sign until training camp he's having?
Very key to re-sign Arthur Moet. You know, he's a guy that I was pretty confident we were going to re-sign all the way. You know, I felt like he wanted to be here, and we wanted him back, and Eric had a good plan. And, you know, it's kind of one of these things, you know, sometimes the right player is looking for the right team. And I feel like Arthur was the right player for us, and we were the right team for him, and it's really paying off.
John, what happened with Malik Ham, and just how disappointing is it? Local kid made the team last year. Had been a really good
season. Malik was doing so well, local guy, really, you know, had the injury last year. And it's so amazing because you go back and I'm watching the tape up until when the injury happened. He was having a great practice. He had numerous run stops. He had a sack. And then just a freaky little thing where he kind of put his foot in the ground and got pushed a little bit right at that moment. And sometimes that's what happens with the ACL. So he has a clean ACL tear. So it does mean he's out for the season, but it also means it bodes well for a very good recovery. Now, his spirits were very upbeat, positive about the test he's going to be going through and the testimony that he's going to have an opportunity to make when it's all said and done. But I'm sure he's very disappointed, you know, when he's back in a quiet moment by himself. And he was going to play for us this year. So, but his time will be coming. Yeah, Trayvon Mullen landed on his shoulder, sublexed it. So it'll be a few weeks, and then we expect him to be back. Yeah, he's dealing with a little issue, kind of a soft tissue issue. I think he's trying to nurse through right now.
John, what are you hoping you guys might get from Travis Jones this year? I mean, what would constitute a good step forward for him?
Well, I mean, I have a big vision for Travis. We and I have talked about it, a real big vision. You know, I really have high expectations for Travis Jones to have one of those years that is going to be memorable. I really believe that's going to happen this year. I'm looking forward to it. He's put the work in. And he's continues to do the work. He looks great.
Yeah, defensive back. You talked a little bit about this. You've got a lot of guys, a lot of talented guys. Good problem to have.
Right.
How, I guess, tricky will that make that a few weeks from now in terms of figuring out what to do?
Well, it's a good point. I'd like to really take it one day at a time and get there, you know, first. You know, then there'll be opportunities, you know, but we've got a deep group back there, man. There's every single guy in the secondary, to my eyes, playing very well, playing like a 53-man type of guy. So it's a good thing.
John, soft of the year is now getting switched from wide receiver to tight end.
Right.
Can you just talk about what you've seen from him as a tight end?
Yeah, Kadir Ismail is doing a great job, really, at everything he's been asked to do. He's even in there blocking really pretty darn good. I'm sure he could use a couple more squats and bench presses before he's really ready to go in there and do it. But, man, he doesn't back down from any challenge. And he's playing tight end, but he's also playing receiver. We're kind of moving him back and forth, doing the same thing with Scotty Washington. And but I think Q's doing a great job. Scotty's doing a very good job, too.
How much do you think Trent Simpson benefited from the opportunity last year to kind of get in an NFL strength and conditioning program, to be in those meetings, to be with two veteran linebackers?
have seen him take the definitely seen Trent take that jump this year, Jeff. And there's still things he's got to work on. I mean, there's times, you know, you've got in zone coverage, you've got to carry a crossing route back across the field, or you've got to get under something that's coming back inside, and he may be pushing out when he should be pushing in, those kind of things. But that's all part of the process, and probably the last part of the process is understanding all the zone coverage details. He's flying around, man. I mean, he's running, he's making plays, he's confident, he's a quick learner. I think he's doing a great job. Sure. I mean, you know, they want to be making plays. Offensive line the same way. They don't want anybody penetrating any gaps either. So we've got to just do a good job of working together in days like this.
Two more. That's it.
All right, thanks.